Jeff Petrie, le héros du match ce soir à Edmonton.
Jonathan Bernier, à toi la parole.
Thanks, Paul. Hello, Jeff. The Oilers are known to be a fast team, but with what you saw tonight, could you say that your team now is no complex on that aspect of the game?
I think we knew that they were a team with speed and like to wind it up. And, you know, that was an important, I guess that was a key to our game plan, was to make sure that we stay above those guys when they swing. And, our forwards did a good job allowing us to have a good gap. So I think that, benefited us tonight.
Eric Engels.
Hey, Jeff, what would you say was the biggest key to this win?
I think we stuck to our plan the whole game. I think where we got in trouble in Toronto was, start of the second period, we were kind of sloppy with the puck, and I think we managed the puck well tonight. And like I said, when we are, our forwards did a good job staying above their forwards when they were swinging. So like it allowed us to have tight gaps and limit their chances on the rush.
Guillaume Lefrançois.
Hi, Jeff. Can you take us through your second goal there, the puck that bounced on Edmonton's defenseman? Is that something you tried to shoot and then sort of get that lucky bounce? Or?
That's when the puck comes around the net, it's, everybody's shifting from the other side. And, I saw Tuna there tied up in front and was just trying to get the puck to the net, whether it goes off a skate or, deflection from Tuna. It was just trying to get the puck there and kind of create chaos.
Three more questions. Alexis Bélanger.
Hi, Jeff. How about that first goal, though, when you pushed the puck with your hand and ended up having it on the other side? Were you surprised to see it when you showed up on the other side of the goal?
Yeah. I mean, from, my main focus was, when I saw some space to attack the net and get a shot off. And, when it did go off his shoulder, I just, threw my hand up and hit it. And, I was kind of circling out to get back into my position. And it was sitting right there.
Chantal McCabe.
Jeff, you guys were able to take away time and space from Connor McDavid, which is a very difficult thing to do. How did you manage that?
I think we discussed it before the game and, like I said, five guys that were on the ice, it was everybody's responsibility, whether it's, making a smart play with the puck or that third man high, swinging with them, staying above them, that, allow the D to have a tight gap. So it wasn't one guy's responsibility when he's on the ice. It's a group of five to make sure that we're aware of where he is.
Last question, Arpin Basu.
Hey, Jeff. First of all, you should be saying you totally did that on purpose in terms of batting the puck to yourself. Second of all, after that goal, I think there were three or four shifts that you guys had where Edmonton was just totally hemmed in after that. I mean, can you just speak to, being able to maintain that pressure and not giving Edmonton a chance to sort of take the momentum back in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all about momentum swings, and when you get a goal to take the lead, it picks up the bench, and guys are feeling good about themselves, and we didn't sit back, throughout the course of the game where we had 2-3 goal lead, we wanted to make sure that we kept our foot on the gas and didn't give them anything to build off of for next game, and I think that's going to be an important aspect with the schedule that we have. We're playing, teams 2-3 times in a week.
Thank you, Jeff.
On va tout de suite enchaîner avec Brendan Gallagher.
Hi, Brendan. I know it's only been two games, but are you already convincing yourselves of the depth on this team, considering that Jeff had two goals, your line had a couple of goals, and this after opening night where the Suzuki line had a large share of the offensive production?
I mean, that's going to be a strength for us all year long. We're pretty confident in the depth that we have. It's going to be new guys stepping up every single night. But if we can hold each other accountable to show up and come at teams in waves like that, even Jakey scores a huge shorthanded goal for us. We can come at teams four lines deep obviously our back end is and our goaltending, you know, we feel like who's ever on the ice can get the job done, and it's tough to play against. We know from in the past when you're playing against teams that have that depth, as the game goes on, you're able to just wear teams down.
Eric Engels.
Hey, Brendan. Jeff was just talking about how important it is to be able to rely on five guys to stop McDavid and Draisaitl. I was just wondering, I know we've gone over this many times before, but what did your sixth guy do against those two guys tonight? I'm talking about Carey Price, of course.
Yeah, I mean, he's could have been a different game if we don't have him back there. You know, I thought we did a pretty decent job, but they're great players. They're going to get their chances, their opportunities, and fortunate enough, we have a pretty great one in between the pipes for us to make those saves. And so calm, he's so cool. He just allows you to keep momentum on your side. And, you know, obviously we're pretty fortunate to play in front of him every single night.
Jean-François Chaumont.
Hi, Brendan. I was going to ask you a question about Carey also. The Oilers might have McDavid and Draisaitl, but what can you say about Carey Price? It's nothing new, but again, tonight he was pretty key saves.
It's hard to think, but I think he's getting better and better. I mean, he's such a competitor, puts in so much work to his craft. I think he's going to enjoy playing in front of this team that we have this year because we, you know, we're committed to doing a lot of things to helping him out. But you know, you can't put into words how valuable he is, and you know, it's a pretty good feeling going into every game knowing you have him back there because you know you have a pretty good shot right off the bat.
Guillaume Lefrançois.
Yeah, hi, Brendan. I'm sorry I was going along those lines as well, but I was curious specifically about the McDavid breakaway late in the first period. The game was still a one-goal game. Do you feel this had any type of effect on the group?
I mean, obviously, you know, probably the best player in the world coming down on him, but you're sitting on the bench and you almost just know you're going to get the save. It's a big part of the game. Key moment, he steps up and he makes a play, and he probably had three or four of those throughout the game. Where on the bench, you're just kind of used to it, but you, I guess you have to check yourself sometimes and realize how fortunate you are because he's, you know, like I said, he's just so consistent and he's so competitive. He works so hard at his craft. You know, you have to kind of remind yourself sometimes that you're pretty lucky to play in front of him.
Arpin Basu.
Hey, Brendan, just further to the question on your depth, I'm just wondering, you know, there were maybe two or three stretches in that game where it seemed like shift after shift after shift was being spent in their end, a lot of pressure, a lot of speed and a lot of energy, I guess. Is there kind of a rub off, I suppose, when one line goes out and has a good shift? What is the impact on maybe the, like, let's say yourself, if you're sitting on the bench and you see, let's say, Nick's line go out there and have a high pressure shift, what kind of carryover can that have for the other lines?
I mean, it does for sure, especially if you're able to, you know, get a change and hem those tired bodies in. You know, your chances of doing something good are obviously increasing as you go and get tired bodies on the ice, that some mistakes are going to happen. So I think, you know, when we're able to come at teams, especially, you know, the second period with the long change, we're able to hem deep pairings in and wear them down that way. It's, you know, we could still get better at it. Obviously, it's game two, areas to improve, but for the most part, we were pretty happy with the way we played tonight, but we know it's going to get only tougher. You know how these guys respond. So it's going to be tougher in a couple of days for sure.
Alexis Bélanger-Champagne.
Hi, Brendan. Jeff mentioned that it was important not to give them any sort of momentum towards the end of the game, even with the lead. Just you saw what they did against Vancouver, playing two games in a row against them. What do you expect? Do you expect a totally different game on Monday? And how tough is it going to be for you guys to replicate what you did tonight?
I mean, it's going to be tougher. Obviously, you know, you saw how their superstars responded after a loss. We're expecting the same thing. We know how they came out. But for us, the game plan stays the same. You know, we know those two guys on the other side can hurt you. We have to be aware of them when they're on the ice. And at the same time, stick to what we do well. Play to our strengths, play to our identity. And if our identity dictates the game, you know, we're in a pretty good spot.
Two more questions, Brendan. Chantal?
Merci, Paul. Brendan, you guys were able tonight to provoke a lot of odd man rushes and breakaways. Is there any particular reason for that?
It's hard to say. You know, usually it's, you know, odd man rushes come from two or three really good plays. It's not just one play. So if I had to put my finger on something, I'd say, you know, maybe we supported each other a little bit more than the Toronto game. It's still new. You got to remember, nobody really played preseason games. We're still trying to figure some things out, but I think, you know, I can only speak for us specifically. We tried to support each other a little bit more. And I think on our breakouts and our entries, we just had, you know, easier plays and we were able to execute them a little bit better. And when you make two or three good plays in a row, that's usually where the chances come from.
Parlant de Price, il se présente au micro, je pense, pour répondre aux questions des journalistes. Il va retirer son masque, pas son masque de gardien, mais l'autre masque, le masque COVID, et répondre aux questions. On va écouter Carey Price, puisqu'on parlait de lui.
Can you take us through that save against McDavid on the breakaway? How did you read him?
It wasn't really a read. It was just kind of a reaction. He came in with a lot of speed, and you know, I just was able to close the holes.
Eric Engels.
Hey, Carey, apologies in advance if this comes across as a bit of a silly question, but over your career, you know, Edmonton has been one of the teams that's given you the most trouble statistics-wise, and I'm sure you have the memories from it. Is that at all in your mind going into a game against them, or is it totally not part of the equation for you?
You know, it's for whatever reason, it seems, whether it's an individual or team struggle against certain teams, but you know, I've always kept the mindset of every game's a new one. So, you know, I just came in here and tried to get a good start, and you know, we had a pretty solid game all around.
Alexis Bélanger. Alexis.
Hi, Carey. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The Brandon and Jeff mentioned how pleased they were with the job they did against McDavid and Dreisaitl. Why do you think they were so successful in limiting their chances?
Just, you know, playing them tight, good gaps, trying to eliminate speed as best as we can. Obviously, they're two of the top-tier players in the league, and we always need to know where they're at on the ice. And, you know, we just played them tight tonight.
Guillaume Lefrançois.
Hi, Carey. I know it's a bit of a detail, but what went behind you changing your pads right away just after one game?
Pardon me?
Oops, sorry. Basically, this question, why did you change your pads after just one game?
For practice?
For game. Guillaume, je te redonne la parole. Guillaume, can you expand on that? Peux-tu répéter ta question, Guillaume?
Sorry, guys. No, I was just wondering what led you to do the change of pads from the first game to this one here.
That didn't change.
Prochaine question. Arpin Basu.
Hello, Carey. This is going to come off as an obvious question, but, you know, as a goaltender, when you get to watch your teammates play at the other end of the ice, just could you, I guess, describe the benefits over the course of a game when you have long stretches where maybe, you know, two or three shifts are spent at the other end, what kind of impact that has on you over the course of a game?
Yeah, obviously when we're able to maintain, you know, puck possession in the other end, it gives me a break. You know, definitely it builds momentum for our team, and more often than not, we're creating scoring chances at the other end.
Dernière question, last question, Jean-François Chaumont.
Hi, Carey. When you have Connor McDavid coming in front of you for a breakaway, could it be the best challenge for a goalie because you know that you're going to be facing one of the best players in the world? Is it something that you like?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to play against the best players in the world. Connor's, you know, in my opinion, the best player in the world. He's so talented with his speed and his hands and his vision, and it's a pleasure to share the ice with him.
On va à Claude Julien tout de suite.
Qu'est-ce qu'il a fait dans le dernier match? Qu'est-ce que tu penses que vous avez fait de bien pour l'empêcher de faire des dommages?
Je pense que, comme j'avais dit au début, la meilleure façon, c'est d'essayer d'être sur lui le plus rapidement possible, lui enlever de l'espace, puis lui enlever l'habileté de prendre la vitesse. Puis je pense qu'en général, on fait du bon travail.
Renaud Lavoie.
Claude, une question très simple pour toi. Qu'est-ce qui te rend le plus heureux, le plus fier de cette victoire ce soir?
Ah ben, encore une autre fois, tu sais, Renaud, c'est pas parfait. Parce que c'est vraiment notre deuxième match seulement. Là. Et puis, mais j'ai quand même aimé la façon qu'on a compétitionné. On a pris l'avance. Puis même en troisième période, je pense que c'est important pour nous de pas jouer sur les talons, de continuer à bien jouer. Puis c'est sûr que par moment, là, je pense surtout en deuxième période, là, on a eu des une séquence là, où on avait de la misère à faire une passe d'une palette à l'autre. Mais c'est des choses qui arrivent là, tôt dans la saison. Puis t'espères que tu vas continuer à t'améliorer, mais l'effort du début jusqu'à la fin a été là de notre groupe.
Jean-Loup?
Hi, Claude. After you spoke yesterday about Joel Edmondson's adjustment process, he made a play tonight in the neutral zone that I'm just wondering how it resonated with you in terms of his adjustment. And I'm talking about when he stepped up to hit McDavid along the boards in the neutral zone that created the play for Gallagher to get the puck up to Tatar in his first goal.
Yeah, right by the penalty box, I think that was. And absolutely, we talked about that after the game too. And, you know, I think, like I said earlier, let's give this guy a chance to adjust to his new team and the different system that he played last year. And I think that's what he's doing. He was a much better player tonight. So, you know, I see good things happening. And like you said, just that play in itself says a lot about the kind of player that he is and how well he's starting to adjust.
Eric Engels.
Hey, Claude, just a technical question. We saw Josh Anderson take a bit of an awkward tumble into the boards there trying to make a hit, and he didn't play in the last 5 minutes of the game. Do you have an update on him?
Oh, yeah, there's nothing there. He didn't go back on the ice because of that situation. I double-shifted my fourth line and everything else, so gave some other guys a little bit more ice at the end.
Arpin Basu.
Hey, Claude, I think you know, some coaches, a lot of coaches, would tend to lean on their top players to kind of create some momentum sometimes and get them out on the ice more often. What's it like to have a bench where, you know, seemingly at the very least, your top three lines, you don't have to even consider that really because they seem to be pretty evenly spaced?
Yeah, they are. And, you know, we talked about that beginning of the year. And, you know, I think part of that is part of our plan as well, because, you know, what you don't want to do with the number of games and almost like, you know, when you look at the whole season, it's almost a game every second night. It may look like not much right now, but as the season goes on, it'll make a big difference. You don't want to wear your players down when you don't have to, when you've got good, good depth and I guess the balance of your group is pretty good. So I think everybody's kind of accepted it. And there might be games where you have to lean on others more than normal. But at least when you're ready to do that, the guys will be fresh enough to be able to do that kind of a move. So we're just, trying to be smart here from start to finish.
Gemma Carson-Smith from CBC.
Hi, Coach. What does a definitive win like this do when you're heading into a back-to-back situation?
Well, you know, the one thing you learn, and you just have to look at the scoreboard tonight where the Islanders against the Rangers in the first game, and then tonight it was complete opposite. The Rangers dominated the Islanders. So, like, you know, teams adjust. There's also a sense of revenge after a loss. You saw Edmonton do it with Vancouver, you know, lost the first game, came back second game, much better team. So I think it's so important for us not to really think that this convincing win is going to give us an edge in the next game. We park this win and we take the 2 points because they're important, but then have to realize we'll probably have an even tougher opponent in 2 days from now.
Jean-François Chaumont.
Oui, Claude, quand tu regardes le résultat final, c'est 5-1. On peut parler d'une victoire convaincante, mais à quel point Carey Price a eu un impact important pour votre match et pour calmer les joueurs avec de gros arrêts-clés?
Ben, c'est sûr qu'il y a eu un gros impact. Écoute, on n'est pas aveugle non plus. Là. On a vu les chances qu'ils ont eues de marquer puis comment solide que Carey Price a été. Il était un excellent gardien pour nous ce soir. C'est pour ça. On a fait des bonnes choses, mais on a encore des choses qu'on doit continuer à essayer de s'améliorer. Puis, ils ont eu peut-être trop de chances de marquer là, par moment. Puis, on va essayer, dans les prochains jours, d'essayer de s'améliorer de ce côté.